At the 11th Annual ACTRA Awards at the Vancouver Playhouse, and I'm so excited to be interviewing some of the nominees, such as Eric McCormick, and I am ready for a blast tonight to be here at the Vancouver Playhouse, so stay tuned. Hi, John. How excited are you to be here tonight at the 11th Annual Awards?
It's 11, hey? That's amazing. I'm always excited to be here because we get to see everybody. We get to see everybody, and you know, I always look at this award show as a celebration, right? Like, it's a celebration of what we're doing out here in Vancouver on the West Coast. I know that it's obviously an award show, so somebody wins and somebody loses, but I don't really care about any of that. I mostly care about the fact that we're celebrating each other.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, amongst the peers. And yeah. And what's your secret ingredient to be such a successful actor? I've seen you in Christmas movies. I've seen you everywhere.
Oh, that's nice. That's a good shot, Philip. Nice work. Hey, Philip, nice work. my success. You know, I just love it. I think maybe my success has, I mean, if you call it success, I think my success is directly related to the fact that I still love what I do. So I feel like that's the success of it all. Whether I am famous or, you know, or looked at as A, B, or C, isn't as important to me as that I am doing something every day that I love. You know, so I think that's what I tell my kids. I tell my kids, if you find something you love where it gets you up in the morning, that's success.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's inspiring. And please tell us what you're working on right now.
Well, right now, my acting studio, Railtown Actor Studio, is producing a play that opens on November 24th at the Nest Theater on Granville Island.
Yes.
It's called Venus in Fur, and you can get tickets on Eventbrite. And yeah, so I've been doing that, teaching at the studio, and getting ready to do a play in January at the Arts Club.
You never stop. Yes, no, thank you so much for stopping by, John.
Thank you.
Okay.
What's your name again?
Christine.
Christine.
Yes,
we've got a nice
Christine.
Photo. Nicole Oliver.
Yes.
It's Christine. I love your voice.
Thank you. Thank you.
Your voice is in demand. And so tell us, you got so many animation projects coming on. You're a director, you're multi-talented. So tell us, My Little Pony, you're also doing, I can't keep up,
Dragon Prince,
November 26th.
So season 4 of Dragon Prince just dropped, and it's kind of fun because I am now Mother of the Dragons. So for a lot of my fans, they're like, you've gone from Princess of the Ponies to Mother of the Dragons. So that's been kind of fun. But yeah, I'm directing lots of shows. I'm really grateful to have made that evolution in my career. And I'm still working on camera. So we're just finishing up season 4 of Nancy Drew for the CW. So lots of balls in the air, and I'm having a great time.
Yes, and you know, what is your secret ingredient to success? I mean, because you're so versatile, if I may say.
Thank you. Secret? I don't know if there's so much of a secret, but just I kind of believe in, I like to be, you know, an entertainer. So just throw the pasta at the wall and see what sticks, you know? And the worst thing that happens is the whole pot of pasta will be on the wall and then you'll be really busy, so.
Like, be fearless, which you are.
So.
Like, you know.
Thank you.
You have so much. Like, is there anything you can tell us that you're working on now other than, you know, like, I know Nancy Drew, but anything else?
Well, I'm directing 4 shows and none of them I can really say any names about. One might be by a company that rhymes with Ego. Otherwise, I may lose my house and my children. And then voice-wise, I'm also acting in a couple of new shows. And like I said, just finishing off Nancy Drew. And that's going to keep me busy for a while. But
yeah.
I'm always, you know, have my tentacles out wondering what's going to happen next. And I'm open for almost anything. So possibility, right?
Yeah, it's wonderful. So let me say, how does it feel to be here? It's so surreal, isn't it?
It is amazing in person after 3 years. I almost forget. It's like, how do you? Are you allowed to? What do you do? But it's just really joyous, I guess is the word for it. And I think there's a really great buzz of celebration in the air. So.
And it's a great community. What a community to be out tonight celebrating the 11th annual award. So Nicole, it's always a pleasure to interview you, and just
so great to see you
in person. Yes, finally. Okay, thank you. It's always fun to do an interview with you on the red carpet.
Well, thank you, and with you too. Yes. Thanks.
We haven't done an in-person interview yet, but I'm looking forward to it.
All right. Yes, me too. I'm all ears and all words, whatever you need. All right.
So, how excited are you to be here tonight amongst the peers, the community, at the 11th annual?
I'm very excited that we're back together in a room and not doing it on Zoom and whatever. And I think it's really wonderful. Any award show that celebrates our best work and whatever is fantastic. And I have been a member of the Academy for many years, and I helped with the Genies and the Geminis, and now the CRAs and the Leos and the Actor Awards. It's fantastic. The Actor UBCP Awards is specific to us here in the West, and it's really great.
Yes.
It's fabulous.
So can you tell us what you're working on right now?
Yeah, I just came from filming today of a new, it's a pilot for a show called Swing Wars, and it's all about the West Coast swing dance world and competitions and so on. And I have a wonderful role. I'm playing a Scottish swing dancing champion who lost his leg to a ceiling fan in doing a flip. And so they're taking advantage of my artificial leg to play this role, and it's great fun. So I'm doing that, and that's Teresa Riley is producing that and doing that. And I'm also recurring on Nancy Drew.
Oh, wonderful.
So, yeah, so that's kind of, I'm doing a lot of animation work, voiceover work.
Oh, wow. How is that? How do you enjoy doing animation work?
Oh, I've loved it for 30 years. I still love doing it. It's great fun. You have a lot of freedom, you know?
Yes. I mean, because you've done stage, TV, and animation. Yeah. Is there one that you particularly like, or they're all
different. I love being on stage. I really miss being on stage and the work that requires.
Yes.
I love doing film. Television's great fun. It's usually faster, and you don't quite as attached unless you're in a series, which I've been many times. But they're all different. They all have different things. And voiceover is so great. It's great fun.
Yes.
So, you know.
Yeah.
They let you play.
They let you play. And speaking of, yes, like, how do you maintain your stamina? Like, you're so multi-talented. Like, how do you...
I would say I get lots of sleep, but I don't. I don't know. Orange juice, you know. I drink a lot of coffee and tea. I don't know. I just have a natural energy that I like to work on. I mean, it's slowed down over, you know, I'm turning 65 next week.
Wow. And, happy birthday.
Thank you. But I don't feel... age, but as much as COVID took a lot out of a lot of us in terms of an energy to create, like, your self-discipline was harder to maintain.
Yes.
And but I, as soon as I'm working, everything else drops off, and I love playing, so it's good energy to play.
You know? You do it so well, and it's such a pleasure to have, you know, do another interview with you on the red carpet, and I can't wait to interview you in person.
Well, thank you. Yes, well, here we are. You're sort of in person, I guess.
Yes, we are, and so, yes, it's so surreal.
Yes.
It really is.
And are you having fun tonight?
Oh, I am. I'm getting to meet so many people and doing interviews like with you, and I'm having a blast. Thanks
Excellent.
For asking.
Excellent. Well, that's the main thing, is we're all here to have fun,
yes,
and enjoy and celebrate.
Well, here we are at the 11th Annual Awards. How does it feel to be here tonight?
It's so wild because it's been a few years, you know? It just feels really nice to be here and to see all these wonderful faces that I haven't seen in a long time. And yeah, I'm really just touched by the whole thing.
Yes, and it's about community. So I wanted to say congratulations on your nomination for the lead actor award for Donkey Head. So tell us about Donkey Head. I know about, but some people who've never seen it, could you tell our viewers?
Yeah. Donkey Head is about a South Asian family that lives in Regina, Saskatchewan, and it revolves around a woman named Mona, who is a mess, and she is taking care of her very ill father, and when things get worse with his health, her three very successful siblings come back home to take care of the situation.
Yeah, so I mean, like, you are Melton, you're a writer, you're a director, you're an actor. Is there one that you particularly like, or do they all blend, like, transferable?
You know, I've been acting for so long, and I do love it. It's my first love. But the more I write, the more I direct, I really am falling in love with that medium as well. And I think it all bleeds together. You know, what I know as an actor definitely feeds into my work as a director and as a writer, and vice versa.
So to me, it's all just one big soup. You know, right now I might be writing and directing more, but eventually one day I'll be, you know, going back to acting. So, yeah.
You're versatile, you know. But so where do you keep your awards? I mean, you have so many awards.
On my mom's mantelpiece. Yeah, it's on my parents' home.
And your parents must be so proud of you. You have the support, you know, and that's important, I believe.
Yeah, it's really nice. They keep me grounded, but they're very, like, you know, when times get tough, you need that person that's going to, or those people that are going to say, just hang in there, just keep at it. So, yeah.
It's hard sometimes to keep going, right?
And yeah, this is a hard industry, and things changed quickly. You get older, and, you know, with COVID, that's definitely changed things as well. So, it's always just, yeah, you just have to kind of keep your eye on what really brings you a lot of joy, and that's the only way you can navigate, I think.
And please tell us, what are you working on now?
I just actually finished directing the pilot episode of a series called Our Big Happy Family, which was shot in Regina, Saskatchewan. And it's going to be premiering on Omni in the spring, and I'm writing my next feature called Tiny Birds with Broken Brains.
My goodness. So you also have in Global TV Family Law, your directing debut. Tell us about that.
Family Law is a really special series that is based here in Vancouver, and, you know, it's kind of has the best of the best in the industry. You know, you got Jules Date and Victor Garber, and it's the showrunner Susan Nielsen, and Andy Mikita is like the director producer. So you're surrounded by all these amazing people, and I got so lucky because Sonia Bennett wrote the episode that I got to direct, and it was my very first time directing for TV, which is very different from indie film. But it was really wonderful. I worked with incredible actors. And yeah, I'm excited for people to see it.
Congratulations. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
I think that's it. I just hope everybody has a good time tonight.
Yes, thank you so much.
Getting warm.
Yeah, because it's hot to be here. The 11th Annual Awards. How do you feel to be here?
It's really nice to be back. It felt like those 2.5 years of being away felt like 5. So yes. It's really nice to be back and get to see so many of my comrades that I haven't seen in person in so very long. So it's really nice to be back.
Yes, it's such a wonderful experience to be here with the community. And so, tell us about what you're working on now, Jim. You've got so many irons in the fire, and I see you all over the place.
Yeah, it's been a real blessing the last number of years. I actually just wrapped on a feature called Vindicta, really awesome horror film. Jeremy Piven, Sean Astin, you know, Lord of the Rings. He was Rudy. So a really wonderful cast. I actually had a premiere of one of my Christmas movies just come out.
Oh, yes.
So it's been really busy, but really fulfilling, really good.
Yes. Is there something you really enjoy working on, like Hallmark to action films, or does it really matter?
To be honest, I feel really fortunate that I've been able to play such a wide array of characters. You know, so I'm on a show with Tyler Perry called Ruthless, and I play this FBI agent. It's a drama. And then I love doing the Christmas movies, whether they be for Hallmark or BET or Oprah. I had one for Oprah recently. And so I feel really fortunate that I've been able to play, like, really different characters. And that's, I think, for me, like, the greatest reward of being able to just play. It's like being a kid. You know, you're a kid, you're like a dinosaur, then you're a soccer player. You could be whatever you want in your imagination.
Yes.
I've been blessed with that type of career.
Yeah, so how do you maintain your stamina, Jim? You're a runner, right? Or
I used to run, yeah. I mean, it's been some years since I ran, but I'm in the gym a lot. You know, I try to keep the body and the mind as sharp as possible. I don't get a lot of sleep, but I'll sleep some point in the future. And I think it's just really the thirst for achieving, you know, new milestones, like achieving new goals and so on and so forth. And that kind of keeps you really hungry and keep it going.
And support too, right?
My Calica, my mom and my friends, and even a shout out to the world at large. Like, I get a lot of love from the supporters that watch all my projects, or they follow me online, and they really do keep the boy feeling really, really, really good. So I got to thank everybody for that.
Keep it going, and the best of luck to you.
Thank you so much. Love to see you.
Yeah,
thank
you. How does it feel to be here?
I'm so excited. It's so nice to have everybody under the same roof to celebrate all our successes. And sometimes we don't get to see people very often, so this is a really nice treat.
Yes, it feels so surreal. I mean, to be amongst your peers in the community, and it's just a great, I feel the energy here.
Yeah, I'm very excited, and everyone looks so beautiful, so.
Yes, yes, you get up and come out and, you know, have a wonderful time. And so tell us, what are you working on now?
Yeah, so I just finished shooting a romantic comedy called Candid About Love.
Yes.
And I was starring opposite Drew Henderson. It should come out in the spring. And I also have some work on Family Law in season 2 coming out as well. I'm really excited about. Yeah.
Yeah. So is there anything you can tell us, like where can people see you? And
yeah, so Family Law is on Global. Candid About Love, I'm not sure where they're going to place it yet, so I can't give that information, but...
Not yet.
Not yet.
No, but no, so if anything else you'd like to add?
I did have a film that premiered at TIFF Digital this year.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I was the lead of that, and it's called The Last Mark.
Congratulations. Hi, Eric. How are you tonight?
I'm awesome. How are you?
Good. And how does it feel to be here at the 11th Annual Award?
Well, this is a special year for me. This is my 30th anniversary of moving from Toronto to Vancouver.
Wow.
It happened in 1992. I never went back, not to live. And this is became my community. So this means a lot to me.
Wonderful. And I want to congratulate you on your nomination for Best Supporting Actor for Drinkwater.
Yes. It's a lovely, lovely little film. You know, at that time when the pandemic was happening and we all thought, we'll never work again, it's all over. This little film came up. We shot in Penticton. It's the most beautiful town. And with a wonderful director, Steve Campanelli. And I'm just really proud of it.
Yes, and I mean, the role that you play Hank. So how did you enjoy playing the role?
Hank is a very different role for me. I at the minute I read it, I thought, this is my wife's uncle, several uncles, actually. And I just said, I know exactly how this guy sounds, and I know I need to have a Burton Cummings mustache. I just knew it.
No, and what are you working on right now? Can you tell us some of your projects?
Yes, I just flew in from Atlanta. I'm shooting a new series for Hulu called The Other Black Girl, based on a book of the same name. And I'm really excited about it. It's smart and funny, and it'll be on Hulu next year.
That's wonderful. Tell us about your singing. You're a singer, too.
I am a singer, too. Actually, I'll be really honest, Vince Gale and I were just at his house having a drink, and we did a little karaoke before we came here. We sang a little song before we even came. That's how addictive it is.
Yeah, no, that's wonderful. Is there anything else you'd like to add, Eric?
Oh, I just that I'm up against John Cassini, a friend I've known for a long time, and it's a vicious, vicious competition.
Well, it's all in fun. Thank you, Eric, to be here at the 11th Annual Awards. I mean, it's just unbelievable. I can feel the energy. And
It feels surreal. It feels a little bit unbelievable. I'm like, am I really going to get to see my friends today? Am I really off the couch in my heels? My little heels just like crying in the closet there. I was like, where are we? So
no.
I'm in the taxi, but still quite in disbelief and very excited.
And just
so excited
around.
To see everyone. Yeah.
Yeah. So tell us, what are you working on now?
Oh, well, you know how it goes, right? It's like, what am I allowed to say? What am I not allowed to say? I am working on a fantastic feature right now that I'm so stoked about. I don't think I can say more about that, but... It's her directorial debut, and she's starring in it, and that's all I can say about her. And it's just a very fun and weird project, because the part that I'm in is very fun. But then I started reading the script, and it's actually a dark script that just happens to be that the section that I'm in is a very fun section. So we're having a blast.
That's wonderful. Yeah. And you know, so the things that people can watch you, what?
Yes.
Tell
yes.
us.
Oh, right. Well, if you're on Netflix, there's The 100, there's the CW shows, Nancy Drew. I have a lovely role coming out in Superman and Lois. What else can I tell you about? Oh my gosh, so much. The Power.
Oh.
That's a new series that's going to be out in 2023. Very excited because they the production quality, the commitment to creativity and production, wow, just wow.
And I can see just, wow, you're so excited. Yeah, I can't wait.
I can't wait to see this first episode. I'm just beside myself.
Oh, I'm so happy for you.
Thank you.
And I'm happy to see you here at the red carpet.
I'm happy to see you, beautiful.
Aww. How does it feel to be here tonight?
It's so special. I mean, what a celebration of BC talent. Like, it's so great to be here among peers and see friends, and it's so nice that we're in person again, you know, and not online.
Well, speaking of talent, your talent, and congratulations for the being on the role of Virgin River, correct?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, so tell us about your role.
Of course. I play Denny Cutler on Virgin River, which has been a wonderful hit for moms across America.
Yes.
And many alike. He's a strong guy, but he's dealing with Huntington's disease, which is a terrible illness, and we're hoping to bring awareness to it and show a positive lifestyle of someone living with Huntington's disease. So,
yeah, so how did you prepare for the role?
You know, we were able to be put in touch with some doctors in California who are writing in conjunction with the writer's room on our show, and it was really informative. But otherwise, he's just a normal guy as well, so got to bring just joy and regular life for him.
Congratulations. And so what else are you working on right now?
Well, I had a couple projects air this year. I was on Are You Afraid of the Dark? Which we shot in the Dominican Republic, which was very cool. And I was also on The Imperfects, which was another Netflix series.
Yes,
so.
Imperfect. That's Imperfects, right? That's cool.
Yeah. That's, otherwise, we're just, I'm going to be going to Japan with my mom later this year, and it's time to take a break. So.
Yes. Yeah. No. And is there anything else you'd like to add? Like to follow you, to check out your work? Where can they go?
Well, you can find me on Twitter, if it still exists tomorrow, and on Instagram at Kaiburi, Kaibury. And yeah. Otherwise, I'm so grateful to be here. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, and I'm sure we'll meet again.
Love it. Thank you. Take care.